You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible Week International. Enjoy the show!
Hello everyone, welcome to Day 75. We're continuing in the Book of Numbers. If you are a man from ages 30 to 50 years old, and you happen to be from the Kohath family, well, congratulations! You have a new career in tent carrying. That's right, everyone who fit that description had the new career of carrying all the holy things from place to place as the Israelites traveled. But of course, there's also tasks for the Gershon family, Merari family, and can't forget the Levites. And you're going to learn all the jobs that they need to do in chapter 4. And in chapter 5, you'll learn what to do if you should do anything wrong. You know, like sinning against the Lord or hurting another person. There is a fix for that. You'll have to learn about it in Numbers chapter 5. We're also continuing in the book of Luke. And so far, as we go through chapter 1, we haven't really seen any sign of Jesus in a way that most people recognize. This has all been the prologue, the story before Jesus is born. We didn't get any of this in Matthew or Mark. We're seeing this whole history of Mary being pregnant and talking to Elizabeth. And now we get to see John the Baptist being born and circumcised, and Zechariah, who has not been allowed to speak for at least 9 months, finally gets to say something. So what does he say? You'll have to stay with us to find out. If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry. And you'll get cool rewards, too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started. Numbers 4. The Jobs of the Kohath Family. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron,
"Count the men and the families of the Kohath family group."
The Kohath family group is a part of Levi's family group.
"Count all the men from 30 to 50 years old who come to serve. These men will work in the meeting tent. Their job is to take care of the most holy things in the meeting tent."
The following are further instructions from the Lord. When the Israelites travel to a new place, Aaron and his sons must go into the meeting tent and take down the curtain and cover the box of the agreement with it. Then they must cover all of this with covering made from fine leather. Then they must spread the solid blue cloth over the leather and put the poles in the rings on the holy box. Then they must spread a blue cloth over the holy table. Then they must put the plates, spoons, bowls, and the jars for drink offerings on the table. Put the special bread on the table. Then you must put a red cloth over all these things. Cover everything with fine leather and put the poles in the rings of the table. Then they must cover the lampstand and its lamps with a blue cloth. They must also cover all the things used to keep the lamps burning and all the jars of oil that are used in the lamps. Then wrap everything in fine leather. Then they must put all these things on poles used for carrying them. They must spread a blue cloth over the golden altar. They must cover that with fine leather. Then they must put the poles for carrying it in the rings on the altar. Then they must gather together all the special things that are used for worship in the holy place. They must gather them together and wrap them in a blue cloth. Then they must cover that with fine leather. They must put these things on a frame for carrying them. They must clean the ashes out of the bronze altar and spread a purple cloth over it. Then they must gather together all the things that are used for worship at the altar. These are the fire pans, forks, shovels, and the bowls. They must put these things on the bronze altar. Then they must spread a covering of fine leather over the altar and put the poles for carrying it and the rings on the altar. Aaron and his sons must finish covering all the holy things in the holy place. Then the men from the Kohath family can go in and begin carrying these things. In this way, they will not touch the holy things and die. Eleazar, son of Aaron the priest, will be responsible for the holy tent. He will be responsible for everything in it, including the holy things. He will be responsible for the oil for the lamp, the sweet-smelling incense, the daily offering, and the anointing oil. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron,
"Be careful! Don't let these Kohathite men be destroyed. you must do these things, so that the Kohathite men can go near the most holy things and not die. Aaron and his sons must go in and show each Kohathite man what to do and what to carry. If you don't do this, the Kohathite men might go in and look at the holy things. If they look at these things, even for a moment, they must die.
The jobs of the Gershon family. The Lord said to Moses,
"Count all the people of the Gershon family. List them by family and family group."
The following are further instructions from the Lord. Count all the men who are from 30 to 50 years old who come to serve. These men will have the job of caring for the meeting tent. This is what the Gershonite family must do, and the things they must carry. They must carry the curtains of the holy tent, the meeting tent, its covering, and the covering made from fine leather. They must also carry the curtain at the entrance of the meeting tent. They must carry the curtains of the courtyard that are around the holy tent and the altar, and they must carry the curtain for the entrance of the courtyard. They must also carry all the ropes and all the things that are used with the curtains. The Gershonite men will be responsible for anything that needs to be done with these things. Aaron and his sons will watch all the work that is done. Everything the Gershonites carry and the other work they do will be watched by Aaron and his sons. You must tell them what they are responsible for carrying. This is the work that the men of the Gershonite family group must do for the meeting tent. Ithamar, son of Aaron the priest, will be responsible for their work, the jobs of the Merari family. And the Lord said,
"Count all the men in the families and family groups in the Merari family group. Count all the men who are from 30 to 50 years old and come to serve. These men will do a special work for the meeting tent."
The following are more instructions from the Lord. When you travel, it is their job to carry the frames of the meeting tent. They must carry the braces, the posts, and the bases. They must also carry the posts that are around the courtyard. They must carry the bases, the tent pegs, the ropes, and everything that is used for the poles around the courtyard. List the names and tell each man exactly what he must carry. This is what the people from the Merari family will do to serve in the work from the meeting tent. Ithamar, son of Aaron the priest, will be responsible for their work. The Levite families. Moses, Aaron, and the leaders of the Israelites counted the Kohathites. They counted them by families and family groups. They counted all the men from 30 to 50 years old who were able to serve. These men were given special work to do for the meeting tent. There were 2,750 men in the Kohath family group who were qualified to do this work. So these men from the Kohath family group were given their special work to do for the meeting tent. Moses and Aaron did this the way the Lord had told Moses to do. Also, the Gershonite family group was counted. All the men from 30 to 50 years old who qualified to serve were counted. These men were given their special work to do for the meeting tent. There were 2,630 men in the families of the Gershon family group who were qualified. So these men from the Gershon family group were given their special work to do for the meeting tent. Moses and Aaron did this the way the Lord had told Moses to do. Also, the men in the families and family groups of the Merari family were counted. All the men from 30 to 50 years old who qualified to serve were counted. These men were given their special work to do for the meeting tent. There were 3,200 men in the families of the Merari family group who were qualified. So these men from the Merari family group were given their special work. Moses and Aaron did this the way the Lord told Moses to do. So Moses, Aaron, and the leaders of the Israelites counted all the people and Levi's family group. They had counted each family and each family group. All the men between the ages of 30 and 50 who qualified to serve were counted. These men were given a special work to do for the meeting tent. They did the work of carrying the meeting tent when they traveled. The total number was 8,580. Each man was counted just as the Lord commanded Moses. Each man was given his own work and told what he must carry, just as the Lord had said. Numbers 5, 1 through 10. Rules about cleanliness. The Lord said to Moses,
Tell the people to send away from the camp anyone who is unclean, that is, anyone who has a serious skin disease, or discharge, or anyone who has touched a dead body. Whether they are a man or a woman, send them away, so that the camp where I am living among you will not be made unclean.
So the Israelites obeyed God's command. They sent those people outside the camp. They did what the Lord had told Moses. Paying for doing wrong, the Lord said to Moses,
"Tell this to the Israelites. You might do something wrong to another person. When you do that, you are really sinning against God. So you are guilty of doing wrong."
The following are more instructions from the Lord. You must confess that sin. Then you must fully pay for that wrong thing you did. You must add 1/5 to the payment and give it all to the person you had done wrong to. But maybe the person is dead and does not have any close relatives to accept the payment. In that case, you will give the payment to the Lord. That is, you will give the full payment to the priest. The priest must sacrifice the ram that makes people pure. This ram will be sacrificed to cover over your sins, but the priest will keep the rest of the payment. If any of you Israelites gives a special gift to God, the priest who accepts that gift can keep it. It is his. You don't have to give these special gifts, but if you do, the gifts belong to the priest.
Luke chapter 1, verses 57 to 80. The birth of John the Baptizer. And it was time for Elizabeth to give birth. She had a boy. Her neighbors and relatives heard how very good the Lord had been to her, and they were happy for her. When the baby was 8 days old, they came to circumcise him. They wanted to name him Zechariah, because this was his father's name. But his mother said,
"No, his name will be John."
The people said to Elizabeth,
"But no one in your family has that name."
Then they made signs to his father.
"What would you like to name him?"
Zechariah asked for something to write on, and he wrote,
"His name is John."
Everyone was surprised. Then Zechariah could talk again, and he began praising God. And all their neighbors were filled with fear. Everywhere in the hill country of Judea, people were talking about these things. Everyone who heard about what had happened wondered about it. They thought,
"What will this child be?"
They could see that the Lord was with him. Zechariah praises God. Then Zechariah, John's father, was filled with the Holy Spirit and told the people a message from God.
"Praise to the Lord God of Israel. He has come to help his people and has given them freedom. He has given us a powerful Savior from the family of his servant David. This is what he promised through his holy prophets long ago. He promised to save us from our enemies and from the power of all those who hate us. God said he would show mercy to our fathers and remember his holy agreement. This was the promise he made with an oath to our father Abraham, a promise to free us from the power of our enemies so that we could serve him without fear in a way that is holy and right before him for as long as we live. Now you, little boy, will be known as a prophet of the Most High God. You will go first before the Lord to prepare the way for him. You will make his people understand that they will be saved by having their sins forgiven. With the loving mercy of our God, a new day from heaven will shine on us. It will bring light to those who wait in darkness and can see only death. It will guide us into a life full of peace."
So the little boy John grew up and became strong in the spirit. And he lived in the desert until he appeared in public to tell God's message to the people of Israel. Psalm chapter 34, verses 11 to 22. Children, come and listen to me. I will teach you to honor the Lord. Do you want to enjoy life and have many good days? Then avoid saying anything hurtful, and never let a lie come out of your mouth. Turn away from evil and do good, and do all you can to live at peace with others. The Lord watches over those who do what is right, and he listens to their prayers. But the Lord is against those who do evil, so they are forgotten soon after they die. Pray to the Lord, and he will hear you. He will save you from all your troubles. The Lord is close to those who have suffered disappointment. He saves those who are discouraged. Good people might have many problems, but the Lord will take them all away. He will protect them completely, but none of their bones will be broken. But troubles will kill the wicked. The enemies of those who do what is right will be punished. The Lord saves his servants. All who go to him for protection will escape punishment. Thank you, everyone. That was day 75. Join us for day 76. We're continuing in the book of Numbers, and you'll know what to do about jealous husbands. The exact rules on what to do if a man thinks his wife has been unfaithful to him. And then in chapter 6, what to do about people who want to make a vow dedicating themselves to the Lord. In this way, they will be called Nazarites. And in the book of Luke, we will begin the narrative of the birth of Jesus, the way you may have always remembered it. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.